Shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Omud Beis, and we're in the second volume of the Dershu Mishnah Berurah, and we are in the middle of Sif Aleph, which we just began yesterday. And yesterday we learned that if two people were sitting and a third person joined them, or even if one person was sitting and two people then joined them, as long as the person who had finished eating, the two people that had finished eating, or one person had finished eating, would still be willing to have some dessert or something delicious at the end of the meal, so they can still be considered as all eating together. As the top words say, mitztarif badayu. V'chayovim liten lo lechol kidei shitztarif yimam, and it's actually a very good thing, it's a mitzvah min hamuvchar, for the three people to combine to bench b'zimun. Now the Mechaber continues. V'hu, this is only true, shebo ad shelo amru hav lanu nevorech. This is true when the third person is able to join them, because the first two could still have some dessert, they could still have something delicious to eat and eat all three together. That's as long as they didn't say, let us begin the benching. Hav lanu nevorech. However, avol amru, if they already said, hav lanu nevorech, let us go and bench, and they hadn't started the bench yet, and only then, then the third person comes along, so then this third person cannot be mitztarif with them. Eino mitztarif imohem. Because they've essentially concluded their meal by the saying of Havlon Univarech. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Hay explains, the Kivin Sha'amru Kain, as soon as they say Havlon Univarech, let us go and bless, let us go and say the benching. They've essentially removed from their thoughts that they will eat or drink anything else. And therefore, they're not allowed to go and eat anything further, as we've already learned, according to the first opinion that we had there in Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, as a result, the new person that comes along and wants to sit down and eat with them, he can't be mitzvah with them because they've essentially concluded their meal. And they're saying, Hav lanu nevorech is the final, so to say, statement that their meal is now done. The kvar nistalku me'achilosom rishonah. They have given up hope, so to say. They're no longer intending to eat, and therefore he can now not be mitzvah with them. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, look in the bir halacha. Vayin bir halacha. If you go look in the bir halacha, dibra maskul eno mitzvah. The Chofetz Chaim says, Ayin ba'or zeruah, look in the or zeruah, she wrote zelechade, she wants to add an additional innovation over here. Dezeu davka, this din over here only applies, ke'ashayu shnayim uvoshlishi. This is when two people were eating and a third person came to join them. However, if you already have three people that are eating and they have their own zimun already, they already have an obligation to bench b'zimun. And now, another person comes along, eats a kizayis, and wants to be mitztarif with them, then afilu not liyadeim, even if they actually wash their hands in my machronim, and certainly, or they said, let us go and bench, Gam came mitztarif imoyim. This additional fourth person can still be included in their zimun. Umezamin lehem, and he can go and be part of their zimun. Umotziyam yidechov zimun, and he can even be the one to lead it and to go and fulfill their obligation for zimun by him saying Rabbi Sain of Reach. Ubazeh yishev mashehikshu arishonim. With this additional insight of the Or Zeruah, it obviates the question that some of the Rishonim had in the Gemara in Pesachim from the incident that occurred with Shimon and Shatach over there, how he could go and bench for them, Ayin Shom. And if you look in that sugi over there, this idea that they already had their Zimun and he can come along now and go and bench for them, this explains that. And he says, furthermore, however, there were other ways to get around how Shimon Kinshetach was able to lead the benching for them over there, and therefore those Rishonim who explained in a different way, they wouldn't necessarily agree to the Chiddushir of the Or Zeruah. The next Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul Imohem, is an additional idea from the Prima Gadim, who says that Bir Chazimun Shel Shlosha, when you're dealing over here with the Zimun of three people, Kol Hecha Sheyesh Sofik Ladino Mitztarfim, you're allowed to go and say, okay, we'll go and bench B'Zimun over here, because Hainu Dirishus Lem L'Zamin, they have permission to go over here, so to say, to bench B'Zimun, and it's not the end of the world if they bench B'Zimun over here, because they're not saying Hashem's name. However, Avol Bir Chazimun Shel Asara, as we've already pointed out previously as well, when you're dealing with saying Nevarech Elokeinu Shechalu Mishalo, so you're saying Hashem's name, Sheyesh Hashkoras Hashem, so then not so clear that you're allowed to just go and do this when there's a suffix situation. Because here you now have a problem of taking Hashem's name in vain, and therefore the Chayyodim says in this situation, we don't go and say Hashem's name when there's a suffix. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah added over here, Hagah Unitilas Mayim Hoachronim Kahav Lonu Nevarech Domi. washing your hands for mayim achronim is the equivalent of saying, let us now go and bench. That essentially also determines that the meal is concluded. He brings down the name of the Mordechai from the Gemara in Brachos, and he adds, v'ayin le'el simen kufayin tes. We already discussed a lot of these dinim previously. And the Mishnah Berurah says, in Siv Katan Vav, the Shom Nizbaru, over there in Siv Kufayin Tes, we discussed many of the Prate dinim, Shal Havlon and Nevarech, and Tila Sidayim. We discussed how we define the end of the meal by saying Havlon and Nevarech, by washing the hands, and all the dinim related to that were already previously discussed. Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, Tishosh Ochlu Dagon, you have 9 people eating together who had grain products, and they're obligated in benching. The echod ochal kezayis yarok, and one only had vegetables, but he ate a kezayis of the vegetable. So, do you have 10 people here that were koveya together that you now have to say nevarach elokeinu shechal mishalo? So the Mechaber says, yes, mitstarfim lahaskar Hashem. These 10 people, the 9 that ate the grain products and the 1 that ate the vegetables, they are able to go and say nevarach elokeinu. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Zayin explains, the avdal yerek ein mevarach mechaz hamazon, because even though the vegetable by itself would not constitute a requirement to bench, as we of course know, mikol makom, nevertheless, yochol itstarif, this person can be included in the 10, those people that do have the obligation to bench, and you can include this person in order to be able to say Elokeinu, the law knows Baruch Shochal Mishlo, because he can also say, whether there's 3 or there's 10, he can also say that I thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I ate Baruch Shochal Mishlo. We all ate together, we hear from your food, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we can also say that even though we had no chiyuv to bench. So we can respond and say Baruch Shochal Mishlo. Now, this footnote number 10 brings down, is there an obligation to do so? You have 9 people with grain and 1 people with a vegetable. So he brings down, in the name of the Prima Godim, that there is no chiv over here. And the Rosh Yosef in the Gemara in Brachos says the same thing, she'eino mechuyuv elashu rashoy lanos. They're allowed to bench as 10 and say Hashem's name, but they're not obligated to do so. The Ksos HaShulchan adds, she'af osam shnayim she'ochlu pas. Same thing would apply if you had 3 people, 2 who ate grain and 1 who ate vegetables. They would be allowed to bench Bezimun, but they're not obligated to do so. And as a result, Kosav, he writes further, if 5 people are there eating grain and 1 people had vegetables, so 5 people are obligated in benching, and the 6th is ate a kezayis, so he can join in and make a zimun. However, here, they shouldn't break up. Don't break up into 2 groups of 3, because 1 group of 3 will have a pure, full, total obligation to bench bezimun, and the other one is benching bezimun only as a rishus. And he says, this is a lowering of the chiyuv of zimun, and don't break up into 2 groups of 3, better to bless over here, all 6 together. However, the Prima Godim himself seems to disagree, and he says that the Ochle Pas Muchuyovim Af Kishim Itstarvim Ochle Yerek. Once you have this obligation over here, it creates the obligation whether the 3 are eating all bread products or 1 person ate grain, 1 person ate vegetables over here. He says the obligation would be the same. What about eating mine targima, not vegetables, but things that come along with bread? So he says, in this situation, the opinion of Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky Shlita is he's not sure. Shema, maybe in this situation is chayav bezimun umuchuiv lahamtin lanas lan. Then you don't have a choice. You have to go over here and bench bezimun, or maybe not. This is like Yerek, and there's no obligation, according to the opinion that we brought down, that there is no obligation, and he's left with a tzarech ian in this situation. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Ches says, you have to eat a kezayis of Yerek. Tamo, the kivin she'omer shochalnu, because you are saying, we're thanking you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we all ate together, the ein achila pechusu mikezayis. The definition of eating is eating a kezayis. That's what we call eating. Less than that, you have to make a bracha rishon, of course, because even tasting, but that's not considered a significant eating less than a kezayis. That's one reason. Alternatively, mishum dominun she is chayav al koponim bishum bracha. Or maybe the reason is that you have to have some sort of a bracha achrona, and whatever bracha achrona you're obligated to make, you only have that obligation if you ate a kezayis. Ubepachus mikezayis, eating less than a kezayis, ein chiyav bishum bracha achar achilaso. There is no bracha achrona, and therefore maybe that's the reasoning why over here you have to eat a kezayis. And this dinum of how much you have to eat in order to be chayav a bracha achrona will be explained kimavul lekamen in simon reishut. Now, the Chazon Ish in Dir Shufut number 11 points out an interesting contradiction over here. He says, how can you tell me over here, the second reasoning, Shayach Lomar Shemitztarif Lezimun Rak Kasher Hischayev Bebracha Achrona? How can you tell me that the reasoning is based upon the fact that you have to eat enough to make you obligated in the Bracha Achrona? Because he says, who is the author of this statement in the Gemara? It's Rav. And the Gemara in Brachos clearly says that Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says in the name of Rav, She'ein Mevarcha Bracha Achrona Lechilis Yerek. He holds that you don't make a Bracha Achrona after Yerek. So the reasoning can't be, according to Chazon Ish, based upon the Gemara, that The answer is why you need a kazayis is because you need to have enough to make a bracha krona. Rav, who's the owner of this memra, doesn't hold like that. And he adds further, bringing rayas from other places, that the chiv of zimun is not dependent upon whether you make a bracha krona or not. So mistam, he would be like the first reasoning, that you just have to have a choshuva achila, which is defined, a definitive achila, is a kazayis or more. The issue for number 12 brings down, what about if you eat an entire entity of something? For example, you have one grape, so it's less than a kizayis, but it's an entire entity. So he brings down from the Torah Chaim, in the name of the Mordechai, that this, in fact, is mitzdarif also, even though it's less than a kizayis, but an entire entity called a birya. So this is a whole separate discussion. Do you have to make a bracha achrona eating a whole separate entity? And many gedolim would not eat one entity, an entire entity, if it was less than a kizayis. They'd either eat more than a kizayis is worth of multiple entities, or they wouldn't just eat one. So, in any event, the Torah Chaim says over here, you could be mitzvah of somebody weight less than a kizayis if he ate an entire birya. However, the Eish Avram Yibat Church writes that you can't be mitzvah in this situation, and this is a classical machlokas, as I just mentioned, that one should always be very careful not to eat just one entity, an entire birya, if it's less than a kizayis, because you run into a lot of problems. It's always much safer to eat more, to make sure that you eat enough to have a kizayis. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Tes says, in this situation, we have nine eating bread and one eating vegetable. You can be mitzdarif together and say Hashem's name. The imkvar berach bracha achrona. However, if the person made a bracha achrona, he didn't realize they wanted him to be mitzdarif, shuv ein yichol lezamin lov, then you can't include him in this ten, because the kvar nistalik mehem, because the chiv or the obligation of eating together has been lifted from them before there was the zimun, and they can't go and say it now. And that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh. Tirshu footnote number 13 brings down the explanation for this. He points out a contradiction. He says, in regards to three people ate together, and one person forgot to bench zimun, and he benched on his own ahead of the others, so he can still be mitzdarif to make the zimun. Now, he already was mistalik, so to say. How come over there we allow him to? So the Magen Avraham writes, in that situation, the chiv was upon all of them. He just happened to have benched already. Whereas in our situation over here, the chiv never was upon them. It was the rishus. They had permission to go bench together, but he removes that ability to go and bench together, to have the 10 people to answer Nevarach Elokeinu, because he has removed himself by saying his bracha achrona. So this is different than the scenario where the chiv is still there, because the guy happened to have benched, the chiv didn't go away. Here there never was a chiv, so once he says his bracha achrona, he can't be included as part of the kriyas. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues and he writes, when is this din applied that nine people are having bread and one person has vegetable, eats a kizayis of the vegetable, they're mitztarfen all together? He says, afilu lo tibel imohem elo bitzir. This would be true if he had, let's say, his carrot. He had his vegetable over here, which was 9/10 of a kizayis, and he dips it into some sort of fish brine that makes up the other 10th of the kizayis. So altogether, including the carrot and the fish brine, he's had a kizayis. But either one alone is not enough. Now, that would still qualify over here as a kizayis. Or likewise, olo shosu imam elikos echot sheish bo revias, or the person doesn't have to eat a vegetable. It would also be acceptable if he had a beverage which was a revias, which is also the minimal shear of chashivas, or to make a bracha achrona, mikol mashke, from any type of a liquid, with the one exception being chutz min hamayim, not including water. So also, this person could be mitzdarif imam. Could also make them be allowed to bench bezimun over here with 10. V'hu shiyah ha-mevarech echod mi'ochle pas. However, the one that leads the zimun should be one of the ones who is mechuyev in benching to lead the benching, rather than the person who had the water, the non-water beverage, the carrot with the brine, or the kizayis of the vegetable. So that person shouldn't be the one to lead the benching. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud explains, Hainu shetova yorek batzir. We're talking, as I explained, he dipped the vegetable into the fish brine, ubein kulam yorek kizayis. And the total, the vegetable plus the brine, that made the total of kizayis. The vegetable alone didn't have a kizayis, and the fish brine alone didn't have a kizayis. Afilu hochi mitzdarif. Nevertheless, they're all mitzdarif in this situation as well. The issue foot number 14 brings down, likewise, the same thing would apply with fruits, and you're drinking the fruit of the juice, so to say, with the fruit itself. So you have some sort of a kumpot or something like that, where there's you're not going to have a full kizayis of fruit, but when you take the juice that's there, you're having a full kizayis. So he says that also combines as well to make the shear of a kizayis that allows you to be mitzdarif together bezimun. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Aleph writes that it would work as well with a beverage, the shesiyah b'chlal achila, because eating and drinking are included together. So drinking is included in eating. So you just have to be mitzdarif with them in quote eating, and eating also subsumes within it drinking of a significant beverage. The Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Oz Vav adds over here, look in the Rambam, the Imochal Tzir Levad, even if you ate the fish brine alone, that would also be mitzdarf. So it's not the carrot plus the fish brine, even the fish brine alone would be significant. Sivkot Yudalef, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kos Echad, the Shashia B'chal Achlila, the Yochal Lomar Shochalu, and the person is able to say as a result, the Yochalu. The one exception being Sivkot Yud Beis Chutz Min Hamayim, not water. Why? Because Demayim Lo Zayni, water doesn't sustain a person in the sense of nourishment. Water is essential for life, of course, but it doesn't provide nourishment. And therefore, Ve'enu Choshev Litzdarif, it's not considered significant to be Mitzdarif over here in terms of the Bruch of Azonis Hakol. Afilu Hutzame V'rotzelishtos, and this is true even if he's thirsty and he wishes to drink. It's not that he's just drinking to join them, he's actually thirsty. But this situation, the Mogen Avraham disagrees and says you can in fact be mitzdarif if you were thirsty and you're drinking over here, not just to join them, but you're drinking because you're thirsty. Because the Kol Shasiyah B'chalal Achili, he says this type of drinking is also included in eating, and just because it's water and not a choshev item, since you're thirsty, it's choshev to you, and therefore you're included, according to the Mogen Avraham. And there are achronim, he brought down the Graz and the Chayodim in Os Tes and the Shaar HaTzion, that agree with this opinion over here of the Magen Avraham. However, Ochayim, the Sefer Bigdei Yesha, he brings down the Mishnah Berurah, the Sefer Bigdei Yesha, the Magen Giborim, they agree with the Mechaber, Hiskimu Mechaber, the Chaim Tzadi B'Sefer Chemed Moshe, he says the Chemed Moshe also agrees with this, and in the Shaar HaTzion, in Os Tes, he says, look over there, Al Koponim L'Didon De Paskin and the Arazon Ubir Chasazimon, we who hold, like the Ramah, that you have to bench until the Berachas HaZimun includes saying out loud the Berachas HaZonis HaKol, as we've already learned previously, so in this situation, you certainly should not include water because it has to be Azonis HaKol. Dirshu, footnote number 17 adds, Ulefizeh Kosev HaChazonish, the Chazonish says, based upon this, Shebezimun Asara, when you're dealing with going from 9 to 10, you're not now saying Azonis HaKol, it's just saying Elokeinu. So you're not having the first bracha. He says the halacha should be different in this situation. However, he says, the Gemara seems to suggest not. So he's left with the Tzarechin over here as to how come the halacha shouldn't be different between 3 and 10 in this regard. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Gimel writes, HaMavarech Echad, the Mavarech should be the one who is eating from the bread as opposed to the guy that ate the vegetable or the water. Why? The Kivan Shumotzi is Chaver B'Bichas HaZimun, because he's the one that's really being Yotzi, everybody with the Bruch of Zimun, Char Mitzvei. It's more important, it's stricter, and he should be the one that is saying, Nevarech Elokeinu Shochal Mishalo. He should be the one announcing that we're eating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the Mechaber concludes this sif, and he says, the same halach applies afilu shiva achlu dagon, ushlosha yerek, mitzdarfin. It didn't have to be 9 and 1. It could even be 7 and 3. 7 people ate bread, and only 3 people, the other 3 people, they ate vegetables or any of the other things that would qualify, the beverage, etc. That also allows them to bench bezimun over here with 10 to say Elokeinu. However, avo shishalo, but if you have 6, no good, even though 6 is a majority, because you need ruba demin karbinan. You need a clear, evident majority. If somebody looks at the group, they'll say, yeah, the majority of that group ate together bread, and not that it was 6. 6 doesn't look so much more than 5 or 4, where 7 already, that's the majority that's nikar, that's recognizable. Mishnah Berurah explains this if cut in your dalad. V'hu adin eza mashke v'chanal. This din applied not only to the vegetables, but it applied, as I said already, to the beverages or to the carrot dipped in with brine, etc. All of these dinim that we said, 9 and 1, applies as well for 7 and 3. I will point out that there is a divergent opinion to whether you need a kezayis or not. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, in Dibur HaMaskul, kezayis yerek, he brings down from the Vilna Gaon, in the Bir Agra, mashma shedaito de lobo inun kezayis l'tzir fatsara, that you don't need to have the 9th person, the 9 people eating grain, and then you have the 10th person coming to eat vegetable. We said that the Mechaber holds, he has to eat a kezayis of the vegetable, either because it's choshev, because it requires a bracha achrona. The Vilna Gaon disagrees. And he says this is also the opinion of the Chidush HaRa'ah. And he brings rice to this from the Rif as well, that dafko liasara mitzdarif, that this is true for 10, that you don't have to have a kezayis. And he says, in fact, over here, Miloshen HaMishnah, the Mishnah tells us, Mizamnin ad kezayis, and therefore it's talking about for 3, you need to have a kezayis, but not necessarily for 10. Muchach tetzirif asara hu af bepochus mi kezayis. So the opinion over here, these Gedolei Achronim, based upon the Rif, is that you would not have to have the 10th person over here to eat a kezayis. Again, halacha lemaisa, most people seem to follow the simple understanding here of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, that the 10th person, or the 8th, 9th, and 10th person, if there's 3 people, they have to eat a kezayis, a davar choshev, or something that requires a bracha achrona. That concludes today's shiur.